Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Tom Lincoln bought three different farms in Kentucky, but was never able to get clear titles on any of them, so he made the decision to move to Indiana. His wife, Nancy Hanks Lincoln, did not want to move again, but she was not about to stand in Tom's way. The four Lincolns and Nancy's cousin Dennis set out on a journey, pulling their possessions in a wagon, which Nancy was forced to drive. The last leg of the journey was 16 miles through uncharted wilderness. Nancy was a woman of delicate physique and unusual sensitivity. In her book, Lincoln's Mothers, Dorothy Clark Wilson described the journey. There was a trail of sorts, rocks, roots, sloughs, thickets of briars and underbrush, huge trees, 100-foot sycamores, choking wild grapevines that took hours of cutting to penetrate. Tom and Dennis hacked their way through the wilderness, felling trees, circumventing those too big to cut, clearing away underbrush of dogwood, sumac, grapevines so thick and matted that if a knife slipped from one's hands, it would almost surely be lost. Gritting her teeth to keep them from chattering, less from the December cold than from the jolting of the solid wooden wheels, Nancy forced the struggling horses through the cleared passages, tipping precariously on the edge of gullies. Later, when Abraham Lincoln became famous, he spoke of this leg of the journey. Never did I pass through a harder experience.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.